15, verses 1 through 4, says this: Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Paul, here writing to the church at Corinth, emphasizes the fact that this is of first importance. Throughout the writings of Paul, he refers to various things as important. But in this occasion, he specifically calls out the fact that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day is a matter of fact of first importance. Upon this fact hinges the entire gospel message, and greater than that, hinges our salvation. Contained within this statement are three key elements that prop up Paul's statement here. The first one being that Christ died, or his mortality, and being the Christ, that he was God and he was fully human. We see this referenced in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. But we do see him who is made for a little lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. The second element is the fact that Jesus was sacrificed for our sins. And we see this in 1 John 2, 1 through 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus the Christ, and he himself is a propitiation for our sins, not only for our sins only, but also for those of the world. And lastly, the third element is the fact that all of these things happened in accordance with the Scriptures, that God proclaimed throughout his word the promise of a coming Redeemer, even as far back as Genesis 3:15. Jesus himself spoke concerning the fulfillment of the Scriptures during his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, in verses 17 through 18. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law, until all is accomplished. We come to this place today to worship our God as a collective body. We come to this place to hear God's word spoken to us today. We come to this place to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters, to encourage one another as iron sharpens iron. But we can say, for a matter of fact, of first importance, we come here today to meet around the Son's table and to remember his death, burial, and resurrection. Paul also wrote to the church at Corinth in chapter 11, For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for the blessing that it is to come here, Lord, to this place today and be able to worship with our brothers and sisters, Lord, to sing praises to your name and lift your name up on high, Lord. And we just thank you most of all, Lord, for this time that we can meet around your son's table, Lord, and remember the death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, that brought us salvation, Lord, that took away the sins of the world, Lord. Just help each and every one of us just cling and cherish this fact, Lord, that Christ bore our sins on that cross, that he became our sin. We just thank you, God, so much for your loving mercy. We thank you so much for being the great example of a loving Father, Lord. We thank you so much for everything you do for us. And most of all, we thank you so much for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.